to Film Chat. This is Film Chat episode 3 for Saturday the 20th of January 2012. We're back after not doing an episode last week. This week we're talking about another 2009 film, The Hangover, quite a dark comedy. Wanted to do something fun today, wanted to do something with just some fun clips to play. Not going to be a huge amount to talk about with this film, but yeah, just something to entertain us on a Saturday. So, 2009 film was directed by Todd Phillips. He's done a few comedy films that people would be aware of, I suppose. He does a lot of his own directing, but he did this. He did The Second Hangover Part 2. He did Due Date. Things like Starsky and Hutch and Old School and Road Trip. So he's kind of got a name for himself for doing these fun comedy kind of roles. These comedy, not roles, films, I should say. It was written by John Lucas and Scott Moore. Let's have a look and see what they did. They've, again, done similar things to this. They've done, again, The Hangover, of course. Actually, not too much else that comes to mind that I recognize. So, obviously, they had done stuff before this, but I think this is obviously, you know, a big hit for them. And the stars, and a couple of recognizable names. We've got Bradley Cooper, Ed Helms, and Zach Galifianakis, and also Justin Bartha, and of course Heather Graham, who played Jade. So let's run through those. Bradley Cooper, of course, has really kind of grown into that kind of action type of role. He's this, of course, he played really well. Like the comedy kind of side of things. He's also in Part 2. He's been in things like Limitless, The A-Team, Nip Tuck. I think he had a part in Nip Tuck for a while, the TV series. He was in Yes Man, The Comebacks, I don't know what that is, some TV series, Law and Order, Touching Evil. So he's been in quite a few things. But I think he's really coming into his own at the moment. He's picking up a lot more of those action kind of roles. He was very good in Limitless. I saw that not too long ago, and I just think he's really picking up as an A-list star in Hollywood. And he was also good in The A-Team as well. So he's really becoming, you know, very good. And I thought he brought not a serious side to this, but he wasn't a clown kind of character. In The Hangover, he brought more of a kind of serious side to things, but he was still, you know, he's still very good at the comedic side of the performance. Ed Helms, I haven't seen him in a lot, but he has been in quite a few different films going along. This was the first time I'd seen any performance by him. I know he's been in things like Night at the Museum and Monsters vs. Aliens. So I think not knowing the performances, I think he's kind of been in bit part roles in a lot of films before. So he played in a fun character, Stu. And I know I liked his performance, to be fair. And then you got Zach Galifianakis. Now, Zach Galifianakis played Alan. And this, I think this was pretty much the first film I'd seen with Zach in. So this was new. He was new to me at the time when I first watched this. And I loved his character in this. I thought he was hysterical. He's got that kind of, is he a bit crazy? Is he a bit loopy? And he, you know, he came across as a really good performance. Now, I don't know if I'm getting a little bit bored of Zach, unfortunately. He seems to play the same kind of role in a lot of the films I've seen him in. He was in the TV series, of course, Bored to Death. He's played a similar kind of character, but maybe not so dumb. He was in The Second Hangover. I thought the effect of this character had completely worn off by the time I watched Hangover 2. It was just like the same thing over again, and I just thought, you know what, we don't need this again. And it played his part. I thought that this really should have just been kept as a one part, you know, as a one off film. And I thought the second one, but that's gone off the top. I'll talk about the second one a bit later on. So Zach Galifianakis, I thought, though, in this film was fantastic. I got some great clips of some of the stuff he said, and really funny, really kind of gelled the group together and gave the film that comedic, just that what it needed in terms of a comedic value for a character. You had Heather Graham, who I thought the small part that she played in this was good. I thought she was a fun character to have in there because she can play that comedic role quite well. And so it was nice to see her in there. And also you had Justin Bartha, who played Doug. You don't see too much of Doug. You see him at the start, but then, of course, the main part of the film, he's not there because the other characters are looking for him. And he had a similar role in the second one, which I thought was a bit weird, kind of not really there again. Now, talking about the second film, I saw this a few weeks ago. I thought I'd have to watch it, and to be honest, it was a good film. It, don't get me wrong, but I just, for me, there was this film, the first Hangover was it. It was a fantastic concept for a film. You didn't see what happened. You just kind of skipped the main what happened part of the film, and then it kind of goes to them trying to remember what happened that night before. So I thought that was a great concept for a film. And the second one, where you just do it again, and you got the same characters, and although it's, funny in places, I just think that it had lost its magic by trying to do the same thing again with the same characters. But this one, I hadn't watched it at the cinema. I'd heard a lot about it, so it wasn't actually till quite a bit later on after it had been released that I got around to watching The Hangover, and I really enjoyed it. I'm quite wary about comedies sometimes. I like things like Will Ferrell comedies, but I am wary around them as to whether they're going to be any good or not. But yeah, this really hit the mark. I thought it was quite a nice dark comedy with lots of hilarious dialogue in it, and we're going to listen to some of those now. So I'm just going to go through these clips. It's going to be quite a short episode. Bear in mind that there is quite a lot of swearing, bad language. This is going to be an explicit episode today. I can't be bothered to cut out the swearing because it makes the audio, it makes the dialogue what it is. So we're going to go over this. This is the intro to the film. This is the introduction where we get the phone call. Phil is phoning Doug's fiance, and this is what happens.
Hello?
Tracy, it's Phil.
Phil, where the hell are you guys?
I'm freaking out.
Yeah, listen. We fucked up.
What are you talking about?
The bachelor party, the whole night. Things got out of control, and we lost Doug.
What?
We can't find Doug.
What are you saying, Phil?
We're getting married in 5 hours.
Yeah. That's not gonna happen.
So I thought that was quite good because that was right at the start of the film. They're kind of not throwing you in the deep end, so to speak, but they were showing, they were just giving you a taster of what's to come. And, straight away we know that something's happened, we know that something's not right. And I thought that was a good way to start the film. And then, of course, it goes back to, the beginning before they go away. So you're just given a little bit of a teaser as to what is to come. And so I thought that was quite funny. We then get introduced to Alan and Doug. And this is just after they've been trying on their tuxedos. And Alan is talking about going to Las Vegas. And this is what he says.
I want you to know, Doug, I'm a steel trap. Whatever happens tonight, I will never, ever, ever speak a word of it.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Thank you. I don't think that...
Seriously, I don't care what happens. I don't care if we kill someone.
What?
You heard me. It's Sin City. Tell a soul.
Okay, I got it.
That's Alan. Alan, like I said before, Alan really holds this film together with his dialogue and his actions. That kind of part of it being Las Vegas and don't tell a soul and whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas is kind of reiterated throughout the film, and it's specific to this film. Everything that happens to them, they don't want to talk about it again. They don't want it to come out, and it's never spoken of again. So I thought that bit was that was entertaining. And we also get another bit from Alan when they go and pick up Phil from the school. And this is just a quirky bit of dialogue from Alan that I liked.
Do you have to park so close?
Yeah, what's wrong?
You shouldn't be here.
Why is that, Alan?
I'm not supposed to be within 200 feet of a school.
What?
Or Chuck E. Cheese.
Budnick?
It's the weekend, Budnick. I don't know you. You do not exist. Shit. Nice car.
Yeah.
I'm driving.
Oh, no chance, but don't step. Watch the left.
Just shut up and drive before one of these nerds ask me another question.
Animal.
Who's this?
It's Alan. Tracy's brother. I met you like four times.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, man?
So, you at the start of that, you had Alan talking about how he shouldn't be within 200 feet of a school, and there was just lots of clips from Alan that they say these little things, they say these little, you know, he says these little quirky bits of dialogue, but they don't go into it too much, they don't emphasize on it, it's just, you know, whoa, what did he just say, that's, you know, and they kind of focus on it for a little bit, but then something else cuts in to cut him off what he's saying and things, so I like that. They then introduce Stu to the frame with his house. I didn't catch any of those clips, but they then stop at a petrol station and they're getting some food, and we kind of hear a little bit about what Stu's girlfriend did on a cruise.
I'll go with Melissa?
Oh, yeah. Told her we're 2 hours outside of wine country, and she bought it.
Don't you think it's strange that you've been in a relationship for 3 years and you still have to lie about going to Vegas?
Yeah, I do. But trust me, it's not worth the fight.
Oh, so you can't go to Vegas, but she can fuck a bellhop on a Carnival cruise line.
Hey. Okay, first of all, he was a bartender. And she was wasted. And if you must know, he didn't even come inside her.
And you believe that?
Yeah, I do believe that, because she's grossed out by semen.
I thought that was brilliant, and I like, because we kind of hear about Melissa, they kind of, you know, Phil doesn't like Melissa, and, you know, you can kind of tell by that Stu's trying to put up with her almost throughout, you know, from the start, and it brings out the character of Stu, you know, gradually as the film goes along, we learn more about him, we learn that, you know, he is kind of under the thumb of Melissa, and that by the end of the film, he's just let his hair down completely, and he actually ends up liking Heather Graham's character Jade, that he, of course, he gets, you know, spoiler, he gets married to through, you know, during that night. And so I thought that was a kind of a quirky little thing of, we're kind of getting an idea that Phil doesn't like Melissa, but Stu kind of likes Melissa, but is almost putting up with her in that relationship. So I like that. Then on the way down to Vegas in the car, we have Alan talking a little bit about card counting, which comes up again a little later on in the film. So this is kind of an introduction to that, that what he does towards the end of the film. So here's that.
It says here we should work in teams. Who wants to be my spotter?
I don't think you should be doing too much gambling tonight, Alan.
Gambling? Say anything about gambling. It's not gambling when you know you're going to win. Counting cards is a foolproof system.
It's also illegal.
It's not illegal. It's frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane.
So again, just these funny bits that he comes up with, where you kind of question, is he all there? Is he, you know, is he crazy or something? But I love that. And then another bit from Alan, there's quite a bit from Alan here. This is when they're in the hotel room and he comes and checks up on the guys and sees if they're ready to go.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
What?
Do what? Let the dogs out, you know it. Who let the dogs out? Who?
Who brought this guy along?
I think that's worth playing again. I'm going to play that again because that's quite fun.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
What?
Do what? Let the dogs out. You know, like, who let the dogs out? Who
brought this guy along?
So there's a bit of a chuckle in there. I'm not sure which of the guys did that little chuckle, but you can almost think that whilst filming this thing, that they had such a good time with Zach Galifianakis that he has just got that comedic sense. He's just got that ability just to say stuff with such a straight face and everything that people would just, you can just imagine the other characters cracking up whilst filming. So, and he had that little laugh there, which I think was someone actually genuinely laughing at him. So that was good. And then of course they go up onto the roof and Alan does his little speech that he's wrote in the car on the way down. So this is Alan's speech. It's about a minute long, so bear with me.
I'd like to say something that I prepared tonight.
All right, Alan.
Hello. How about that ride in?
I guess that's why they call it Sin City. You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack. But when my sister brought Doug home, I knew he was one of my own. And my wolf pack, it grew by one. So were there two of us, there were two of us in the wolf pack. I was alone first in the pack, and then Doug joined in later. And 6 months ago, when Doug introduced me to you guys, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure, I just added two more guys to my wolf pack.
All right.
Four of us wolves, running around the desert together in Las Vegas, looking for strippers and cocaine. So tonight, I make a toast.
What? What do you got there?
Oh, yeah!
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
God,
yeah. What are you doing?
What?
So, sorry there. Yeah, he just had... that was brilliant. He just had Alan. He ended up trying to make a blood pack and cut it in his own hand. And so, again, it just all the way through this film, you had Alan doing this stuff and then talking about stuff and then just going completely at a tangent into some other crazy world in his head that he's got. And just, the more I listen to even just listening to the audio clips of Alan just makes me think of what a great job Zach Galifianakis did with that role, to not just say his lines but perform it in such a way that he's not trying to be funny. He isn't a funny character. This is just who he is. He's crazy. He's just insane in some of the stuff he does. So, you know, I think hats off to Zach Galifianakis, because it isn't actually until listening to some of these audio clips without the image there, without the picture, and really get an idea of how great his how great his delivery was of the lines of the script. So that was Alan's speech, and we now got a bit from Eddie. Eddie is the guy that worked at the chapel where Stu got married to Jade, and this is where the guys meet up with Eddie for the second time.
Excuse me, sir.
Hi. Oh. Look at these guys. What happened? You miss me. You miss Eddie. You want more from me?
What?
How are you, my friend? Look at this guy. You fucking crazy. What's going on, man? Listen to me. I'm going to tell you something. I know some sick people in my life. This guy is the craziest, wildest bastard I ever met in my life.
Oh, this guy?
This guy is out of his mind. What's going on, you fucking crazy motherfucker? Thought he was going to eat my dick. What happened? No love for Eddie? You don't hug me, huh?
No, it's not that. Eddie, it's just that we're having a hard time remembering what happened here last night.
Yeah, was there a wedding here? Do you do weddings here?
You're cracking my balls, man.
Eddie, okay, obviously we were here last night, and we're looking for our friend Doug. Do you remember him?
Yeah, the small guy, like a monkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You saw him?
Of course.
Is there anything you can tell us about what may have happened last night?
You don't remember nothing.
And that bit of dialogue, you know, that's a fun bit. You've got Eddie, who's this crazy character, but that's something that happens throughout the film. You have these guys, you know, they're trying to remember what's happening on, and they keep on meeting people from the night before who were kind of going, oh, these crazy guys. You got the guy in the hospital, you got the Eddie, that guy there, you got Mike Tyson, you got a whole bunch of characters that kind of come into the film as they're trying to work things out, and they're just piecing the information back together. So you have these characters that, you know, kind of remember what happened and they think these guys are crazy, and, you know, you end up piecing the puzzle back together with the characters. So it's almost like, as a viewer, you're like the kind of fourth person in that group. You're with them, you don't know what's happening, and you're piecing the puzzles back. You're putting the pieces of the puzzle back together with them throughout the film, and I like that because you don't know what happened and they don't know what happened either, so you go along with them. We then get introduced to Mr. Chow, who jumps out of the boot of the car. This is the character played by Ken Jeong, I want to say his surname. Fantastic. I completely forgot to mention him at the start of the film. He's a great character. He has been in some of these kind of comedy performances before. The most notable for me was Role Model. I remember him from that. Didn't have as much time on screen as I thought, as I remembered, but he was fantastic. So this is a little bit where they hear someone's in the boot.
All right, what the fuck, man? We gotta get this shit together, guys.
What was that?
It's in the trunk. Doug's in the trunk!
Oh, holy shit! Shit! Holy shit! Open it! Okay. Open it!
This little naked guy jump out of the boot and start whacking hitting these people with a crowbar. It's hilarious. And then you have Alan there trying to calm him down, talking about Godzilla. And yeah, just the character, Mr. Chow, that character was just really fun. Just a fantastic, great character to have in the play. In the film. And then they go back to the hotel room, and you have Stu just insulting Alan. Just a quick insult. This is funny.
You were literally too stupid to insult. Thank you.
Alan hasn't got a clue, and I love it. Absolutely brilliant. And then the final thing is the last word from Mr. Chow. Really short clip. I'll play it a couple of times because I this is so fun.
What are you talking about, Willis?
I'm just going to play that one more time for you.
What are you talking about, Willis?
So that was after Mr. Chow gives them Doug, but it's the wrong Doug. It's the actual drug dealer. And he just says that at the end. So that's it for clips. That's it for clips today. So that's the Hangover. You know, there's not much to say about it. It's a comedy, it's a comedy film. It did fantastic. It brought about a new way of thinking about, a new concept of for a film. You just completely miss all the action, and the main part of the film is them trying to figure out what happened and trying to figure out what happened to Doug as well. Really enjoyed it. I didn't like the second one as much. Thought it was an okay film, but just lost a bit of its entertainment factor from it having been done once before. So that's it for the episode. Thanks for joining me. I'll hopefully be back next weekend with a new film. Maybe go back in time, get a bit more cheesy of a film going on, a bit of an older one, but we'll see what happens. So thanks for joining me, and I will see you soon.